Ladies, did you know that your ability to live and feel authentically feminine is connected to your sexual power? Gentlemen, have you ever wondered what's behind those days when she seems to shine from within? If you answered yes to either of those questions, stay tuned for The O Spot with best-selling romance author Rachel Kenley and get to the source of your power so you are living a life of greater connection and joy.
Hello, hello. Welcome to The O Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley. It is April 6th, as a matter of fact, just after April Fool's Day. And I hope if you celebrate that, you had some fun. Yes, I know people who celebrate that. Don't laugh at me. They love that day. Anyway, I am in a completely ridiculously frustrated mood at the moment. Earlier this evening, I was doing something and I dropped my phone and I didn't crack my screen, which I was so thrilled about. And instead, it's getting these blue blotches on it. And so help me, they're growing. It started just at the bottom, like right-hand corner, and now it's more and they're darker and they're all over the screen in different spots. It's like a blue case of the chicken pox. And it's really upsetting. And I don't have anything, you know, like, whatchamacallit, any upgrades or anything. So, you know, we rely on these things so much. And we don't know, we can't imagine what's going to happen. Or what we'll do when something goes wrong, and now something has gone wrong. So I'm peeved. If you hear any clicking, it's me looking at cases for a new phone because I might have to go do that. I don't want to do that. I wanted to wait. My upgrade isn't until, like, after the new year. And it's only April, even though I know that, like, time goes ridiculously fast. But I didn't want to have to... I don't want to have to get something sooner because then I'll have to pay for it either monthly or whatever. And it's not what I want to do. It's really not. Anyway. So, how are all of you? Here in New England, we had an April Fool's Day weather weekend. It snowed a little bit on Sunday, and then that pretty much disappeared. Like, it stopped early and was gone by middle of the afternoon. And then it snowed Monday almost all day. Not heavily, but enough. And because it was long enough, it piled up. So there was 2 or 3 inches. Now, it's mostly gone today. Okay, it's Wednesday. It fell on Monday. You know, that's not too bad. But my son plays baseball, and there's been snow on the field for the last 2 days, and it's supposed to rain tomorrow. So even though this year we've had next to no snow, once again, the snow has screwed up the beginning of baseball season. And that just seems, I don't know, wrong to me. It's just very wrong. It doesn't, you know, it's just unfair. And after having such a mild winter, having... snow pop up at this point is just, like I said, it's unfair. It's not right. Anyway, this weekend, though, I don't know what you guys did, but I was very fortunate. I had a really great weekend. And I went to, I was away with my writer's group for the weekend. We try to do this twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. And this time we were in a house in Newburyport, which isn't a bad drive from where I live. So that was kind of nice. Unfortunately, the layout of the house was a little odd, but we managed. We always do. And I had a chance to do something that I wasn't expecting. Yes, I wrote a lot. I wrote a whole lot, a lot, a lot. I wrote over 5,000 words. On Saturday alone, or Saturday into Sunday, I should say, on the next book in the Stepbrother series, actually. This is Her Stepbrother the Wolf. It's the first time I've played with Red Riding Hood. It's kind of fun, actually. So here I am playing with Red Riding Hood. And I went upstairs. The downstairs area didn't have... It had two different spaces to work, but the quiet room was full, and the main room wasn't quiet. So I went upstairs to the third floor, which was also the sort of an ensuite type of thing, which is where I was sleeping as well. And I curled into... They had a nice sectional, kind of that L shape, and I curled into that bend in the L. So just very cozy. And I started to write. And I've been in the somewhat enviable position of being able to, or writing to deadline for the last, well over a year. And by that, I mean that my publisher has said and accepted my books in advance of them being written. So I'm not writing books and then hoping to sell them. I'm writing books that have already sold, or stories, novellas that have already sold. And it's a great privilege. I know how blessed I am. But with the other commitments I have in my life, including editing work for other people and writing work for other people, and the Writer's Business School, writing got put on the to-do list, and sometimes it wasn't done because other things happen. So I got up there to write, and I remember thinking to myself that I just wanted to kind of fall in love with my characters, because I didn't have a chance, I didn't give myself the chance to do that very much when I was writing Her Frozen Stepbrother. So I thought, well, let me just really enjoy these two characters. And they're Ruby, of course, born Rosalind. And, oh my God, I'm totally blanking. Rafe. Her brother is Rafe. Ruby and Rafe. I don't usually do two of the same letters like that, but it worked for this one. And I realized something, that it's truly important, and I'm part of me was really sad that I haven't realized it, but this is it. I had stopped really feeling in love with writing, with being a writer. It was, as I said, something on the to-do list all the time, whether or not it got done. And it was kind of, I was giving it almost the same emotional pull that I give laundry or the dishes or the other things on my to-do list. Which is actually not fair to the dishes, because actually my younger son does those and he does a great job. thank you, honey. So I sat up there writing, and I think one of the reasons I was so productive, and I really was because I let myself, I opened myself up to falling in love with writing again, and then allowing myself, once, you know, it's like re-meeting somebody, you know, getting together with an old boyfriend or even just an old friend, and like all the feelings you had come flooding back. That's what it was like. It was immediate once I became aware of it and I opened myself up to it. And then I just got to be in love for the next few days. And I still am, you know, coming back. I had a lot of things, other things on the to-do list, and they have gotten to done, but it's been, a really great experience to feel that again. And I was really sorry, to myself for not having experienced it in so long. I was really kind of bummed. You know, when you realize these sorts of things, you're like, damn, what was I thinking? You know, what was, how did I forget this? But now I remember and I'm really enjoying it again. I'm looking forward to sitting down, even against the blank page and all of that. And it's great. I'm kind of proud of myself. It's interesting that I didn't, I didn't know it had happened. I hadn't noticed it. So that's sort of my opening, oh my, for you this weekend, is to maybe stop and check to see if there's something in your life that you've cared about in the past that you've forgotten about and you haven't allowed yourself to or had the chance to really love it again, because you deserve to. We all deserve to. You know, these are the things that are in our lives that caught our hearts for some reason. And we should have them back. So I really encourage you to find that if you can, to enjoy it again. So if there's something that you've done and haven't done in a while, I know I'm going to feel this way when I start scrapbooking again, and eventually I will get back to it. But the things that you love to do, whether that's cooking or walking or playing bridge, I mean, I say this a lot, don't make any judgments about what it is, but let it back into your life. And if it's something that's in your life that you've let, like I did, become a to do, let yourself love it again. So that's my opening, oh my. Something to give you something food for thought. And what we're going to continue talking about is love and falling in love, and most importantly, with ourselves. So come back for the next section on the O Spot. We discuss our oh no.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Alicia Isaacs-Howes.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. You can find us every week here on Om Times Radio at Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome, welcome back. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley, and you are listening to the O-Spot. So today, our discussion is going to be about love. I almost always talk about desire, And I will be going back to that because you guys all know how much that means to me and how strongly I feel about it. But in the meantime, the concept of love came up for me because of what I experienced just recently with my writing and having to kind of stop and realize that I had taken myself away from something I loved. So what I'm hoping today or tonight that as we talk, you will also start to feel a little bit and maybe remember more of the things that you love in your life, and most especially that you love about you. Now, if you go and look it up, it was really funny. The first thing I looked up is Falling in Love with You. And I got the Elvis Presley song in all of its incredible machinations and combinations. And And that was really kind of funny. I apologize. It's one of those days I really needed a glass of wine at dinner, and that might not have been my smartest move for staying awake with you guys. So the first thing I got was Elvis Presley, which is a beautiful song, by the way, and in all its forms. I actually like it in a lot of its different versions. But that wasn't my intention. So Falling in Love with Yourself, that brought up much more of what I wanted. And one of the first things that came up was from a website called Hello Giggles, which I think I've mentioned you guys before. They do video news, culture, friends, work, love, style, teen, and it's awesome, actually. It's been a lot of fun the times I've seen it. And this article, which just is from our readers, and it was posted in a little over a year ago, January of 2015, it says, don't forget to fall in love with yourself first. And the quote supposedly comes from Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City. So I thought that was a very funny way to start the article, because she's a character who I think seems to, well, she struggles so much with love. And she certainly struggles with, and all the characters in that certainly struggle to an extent with self-love, although maybe Samantha the least. So I like what it says here. It says, still, at first it sounds ridiculous. We usually think of falling in love as a process specific to dating, but in reality we fall in love in so many different ways and with so many different things. We fall in love with people, places, literature, art, and even states of mind. There's no wrong way to love other than not to love at all. The problem becomes our own familiarity with ourselves. We often become so complacent that we see ourselves as being plain and are unable to see what others see when they look back at us. And I think that's in part what happened for me around the writing. It was became just so much a part of what I do that I forgot to attach the emotions to it that made it even more special and more precious in my life. And to remember, and I've shared this before, when something has emotion attached to it and I start to feel vulnerable, I will sometimes want to move away from it because that vulnerable feeling, is frightening. I know last week, I think I talked about that, what I referred to as turtling up, you know, kind of running back into my shell as quickly as I can so that I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to feel it. And I'm being very conscientious of that so that I don't do that this time around writing. Because I don't want to put myself in the deadline position that I was in around her frozen stepbrother. And I don't want to write at that pace. It's not conducive. You know, it's sort of, when it comes to sex, a quickie every now and then is great, but you really do also want those times where it's slow and building and, the discovery of one another, you know, the rediscovery of one another. You need that kind of combination. And it's true in writing. It's great when it comes out in like this really fast burst and all of a sudden there's all these new words on the page. But there is something to be said for those times of slower creation, of taking my time, of being almost unreasonably conscientious not quite, but you know what I mean. That part where you're just pouring who you are into something you love doing. I have friends who cook this way or bake this way, and I can tell you the results taste exquisite. I have a friend who knits scarves. I think I've mentioned her before, and although she knits extremely rapidly most of the time, a great deal of thought and love and purpose is there and present for her each and every time she does this. And so it's there for her each time she gives one away, and each time, just over and over again, it fills her up. And I think that's the oh no, I think. If we don't do this, if we don't do things that we care about mindfully, they stop filling us up, and then we think there's something wrong with them. So if writing stops filling me up, then there's something wrong with the writing. And what I've missed is that there's not something wrong with me, please don't go there, but that there's something wrong with how I'm holding it and how I'm letting it be a part of my life. I cannot remember who it was. I think it was in a Stephen Covey book, but I've heard it in other times as well. Even I think with Mr. Rogers, believe it or not. But the reminder that to love is a verb, and that makes it an action word. And it may never be an action, you know, like to run or anything, but it is something to do. It is more active than we sometimes give it credit for. We think we wake up and we suddenly feel love. And other than when they handed me my children, I don't know that love ever arrived in my life like that. It's always been more of a case of doing something and discovering something, both about either the person, the situation, the action, and myself simultaneously. So, you know, I wrote for years before the love of it really allowed it to guide me to being what I wanted to do, before I allowed it to define me as a writer and become a writer. You know, you can cook for years and it clicks differently. I was reading a romance by Nora Roberts, and her character, here's a funny way to put it, a kind of a pun. She clicks with photography. Not at first, but suddenly there's a photo, and the way it comes together and the way it touches her and all of those things, she knows that she wants to be near that feeling and that creation and that process forever on some level. And that's how I feel about writing, and I wish that for you, actually. The oh no comes when we forget. And we pull our emotions away from the things that we do that we care about, and we assume that we still care about them. I mean, I never would have told you I hate writing. It was feeling like more of a chore more often. And I thought that was a phase and it'll pass. And I suppose that was true to an extent, but the way to get the phase to pass was to be more active about it, was to actually go and do something. So I'm actually really pleased that I did something about that and that it has changed and that things are better. Here's the post, I guess it's sort of a blog post, goes on to say, falling in love is something that many women dream about from a young age. And while there's nothing wrong with loving love, it doesn't make you selfish to want to spend time on you. It's important that we never get so wrapped up in loving each other, and I would add, or anything else, a job, a situation, a collection, or whatever, that we forget to love ourselves first. Spend time with yourself. Learn to appreciate yourself the same way you would appreciate your loved ones. Learn to embrace your quirks, because they're what make you you. Learn to see the beauty in all of you. And learn to enjoy to spend time with your own thoughts rather than shying away from them. And I would add to that, rather than letting the thoughts of others have more sort of more meaning and more time. If you don't give yourself time, here's another oh no. If you don't give your own thoughts some time, the input from the media, whether that's television or computers or the magazines you read or see at the checkout, those end up becoming the louder thoughts. They become almost truer by default, which totally sucks and shouldn't happen. You deserve so much better than that. You deserve to just really feel awesome and to really enjoy the truths about you that you know when you take the time to be quiet. And I'm aware, certainly it's true with me, that there are times when I'm almost afraid to be quiet because I'm afraid I'm going to hear something in my own thoughts I don't like. And the truth is that, generally speaking, what I end up hearing is something that I love, that I've needed to hear, or that I've been aching to hear. And doesn't that, I mean, isn't that just worth everything? We get so caught up in the thoughts and inputs of others, and the louder they are and the more often we let them in, the less we can hear our own thoughts and some of our own truths. And it takes a great deal of wherewithal to stop and say, no, this is me, this is what I do, this is what I'm going to do, and that's it. This is who I am, and I'm not going to let the voices of other people in other places that don't really know me take over. How's that for a no-no? Gonna come back for some more yes? I hope so. Come back after the break and join me for the next section on the O-Spot.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the O-Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kinley, and tonight we're talking about the incredible importance and gift of loving yourself. And It is. It's uniquely valuable. It's one of those things that only you can give you. We all talk about those sorts of things and we think about them, certainly, but this truly is. I mean, yes, others will love you. I know they will. But you and I both know that there will be a point of resistance. And that point comes when the other person wants to love us more than we love ourselves. So you've really, really, really got to deserve to. And you know how I love that, because I'm always talking about how you deserve what you desire. You deserve to give yourself that kind of love and find the ways to seek it out and own it for yourself and to make sure it's a part of your life. She has in this article, what does she say? 15 ways, oh my God, to fall in love with yourself. That's a lot of ways. But I'm going to pull out a few. Starting a journal is the first one, even if you only write a few sentences a day. I'm a big fan of that one because, not just because I'm a writer, I find that, or maybe it's because I'm a writer, but I do find that writing things down in a journal helps me to experience them both closer and at a safe distance. I can look at my own emotions and experience them differently when I write them. I can both distance myself enough to work them out, and then by coming up with or really examining them through words, I then get closer. So it's kind of an interesting combination for me. But you know what? If sitting in front of a blank piece of paper like locks your brain up, don't do it. Don't make yourself crazy. Only do the things that are going to help and not make you say, see, I can't write. My eighth grade writing teacher was completely correct about this. Because she wasn't. Okay. She suggests giving yourself a compliment. That's not a bad idea. You know, we talk about affirmations. So if you think of an affirmation, similarly, if you think about giving yourself a compliment, one of the first things you'll notice is sort of the noise that comes up. So if you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, you know, hi, Rachel, I think you're awesome. And you're a terrific person. You'll hear noise sometimes. You'll hear, you know, old parental comments, old playground incidences, or times when you didn't do something that you thought you should, that wasn't as awesome as you intended it to be. So not only give yourself the compliment, excuse me, but take the time to listen to the responding noise, because it's important to know where that's coming from, because it's there even when you're not listening closely. So if you can hear it actively, hopefully you'll start to get rid of it. Then she suggests doing some things alone, going to the movies. So treat yourself like a date and go see the movie you really want to see, not worry at all about the other person and what they want to see. And take yourself to dinner. I do that. I actually like going out for meals on my own. You know, me and my Kindle and the quiet and the pace of it. I tend not to do dinner, but I do do, I have done other meals and I do enjoy it. She mentions volunteering because helping others can lead to certain insights, obviously, about you yourself. Getting lost in a bookstore. Yeah, again, the writer in me. I could also get lost, by the way, in Staples. But a bookstore, definitely. It'll be interesting. You know, you'll find the things that – you notice the things that draw you, that really kind of excite you and make you think – yeah, I could do this. So that one I think can be kind of a fun one to get. Yes, it says get lost in a bookstore, but if you do it with intention, you should do that with any of these. I should add that, you know, as I'm mentioning them or recommending them. You know, don't just volunteer. Don't just take yourself to a movie. Do it with the intention of giving to yourself. Make yourself a vision board. Now, that's something I think a lot of people like, because a lot of people, myself included, really appreciate the visual of something. So cutting out pictures of what you want in life or what your goals are, things you dream about things you do have and that you're grateful for. You know, a gratitude vision board could be incredibly powerful. The visual reminder is awesome, but the process of finding the pictures to begin with also just sort of reinforces that. And I can tell you, please remember, you know, we talk about everybody being having, and I talk about everybody having a special gift and a special desire that's there to influence the world, whether it's your corner of it or a greater amount of it. In a vision board, you know, you and I could come, you know, start with the same topic, you know, and we would create completely different visions. Your vision, if you choose to create a vision board, remember how beautifully unique it is to you, to how you see the world, which means it's also to how you are and give and interact in the world. Your vision, your desires are that part of that uniqueness that is a gift to yourself and anybody else who comes into your life, however long that should be for. Learn something more about something you have an interest in. Oh, sorry, she wrote it as learn more about, let's say that's a lot of somethings. Learn more about something you have an interest in. Remember that psychology class you took that you liked. Rent a book from the library. Take out a book from the library on a topic or a subject that you'd like to learn more about. My God, the internet, what can't you learn? I bought tap shoes not long ago, and I discovered that I was like, where am I going to find a class that fits into my schedule that I'm not going to look like an idiot because I'm, you know, a grown woman tapping with five-year-olds? Well, guess what, everybody? There are tap dancing tutorial videos on YouTube. Yes, I can tap away here in my home office, which actually, because it was originally in the garage, has an awesome floor for tapping, and learn right here at home. So you don't even have to go through the potential discomfort or embarrassment of being around other people while you're learning. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm a newbie at something, it makes me really, I don't really want to be around other people for that. I want to be a newbie all by myself. Thank you very much. I don't want to share that newbie experience. So the option of being able to use the internet is awesome for that. I mean, talk about your oh yeses. Finding out or experiencing and exploring something you really want to know more about. Recently, my younger son, who I know I've mentioned wants to be a movie director, we joined the local cable company. If you get cable, you have like one or two channels. In our town, we actually have three. It's usually like channel 8 or 90 something, which is all the local stuff. You have municipal stuff, you have local programming. We also have foreign programming because our city has so many immigrants, which is amazing and awesome. And for like $70 for a family membership, we have access to using their big recording studios, small recording studios, podcast recordings, tons of software, video cameras that we can take out. In fact, the next class we're taking is later this week, and it will be on using cameras and microphones that we can sign out and use elsewhere. So I can make videos in my studio, or our studio, I should say, at Western Avenue Studios. And it's amazing. I mean, I'm finding out things that I didn't think about or, you know, have any necessarily great interest in learning. And now I get to find out more about this stuff, really enjoy it, and enjoy it with my son to boot. So who knows how that's all going to play out. But it's exciting, and I recommend it. So the whole idea of learning something new that you have an interest in, it's awesome because it can come from anywhere. And like I said, you can do it on your own. You don't have to have a crowd and worry about your path, you know, how you are. Go for a hike. Oh, look, not hiking, not the hiking type. Yeah, that would be me. No problem. A walk around your neighborhood will do the trick. Actually, I know a lot of people who believe in this, the power of walks. Julia Cameron, who wrote The Artist's Way and who introduced me to the concept of morning pages, which is something I do try to do. It's just 3 pages every morning. also believes very highly in the what walking does, like getting out in fresh air really opens up our minds. Just the process of moving and breathing differently and having changing scenery, which you don't really have if you're on a treadmill, for example, makes a difference. And if you do this, remember I said, do things, any of these things with purpose or with focus, you know, what do I love about myself? What more do I want to bring to the world? What more of me do I want to let out? Then that walk becomes that much more exciting and important to you living as a person in love with herself or himself. Taking a long bath is leading here. Letting you go of your stress and conflicts as you soak. That's a lovely one. It's sort of the reverse of the walk. You know, where you have the changing scenery and you're moving and stuff, and now you're going to do it in the other direction. Oh, here we go. We're still doing go for a drive. So we're going to walk, we're going to drive, we're going to take a bath. It's going to be a heck of a day. This one really works for my husband. Getting into the car and just going. Do be careful if you're letting your mind go. Try to still be somewhat cognizant, not somewhat, be cognizant of the road too. If you have a tendency to end up someplace and go, wow, I don't even remember how I got here, then maybe that's not the one for you. They suggest looking at your idols. Oh, you know, the people you admire. What is it you admire about them? This is interesting. It's I like what she wrote, but I have more than this. It says, do your research, think about why you admire them, and then think about why others might admire you. All right, that's a lovely thing to do, and I'm not discounting it. But have you ever heard the expression that we see in others what's true about ourselves? Oh, I'm so leaving it at that. Come back for our, oh wow, the final section on the O Spot here with me, Rachel Kenley, on Om Times Radio.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Vibe Nation Radio is brought to you by Carrie Turcott and Dean Thomas. Each week, we bring a refreshing outlook to lifting the veils of illusion that occur in our daily lives. We will share our own learnings and personal experience that allow others to understand who they truly are.
At the end of each show, Carrie will be tapping into the listeners' energies just to give an idea of what to expect for the week ahead. So join us each Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, and together, we will discover the inner keys that will unlock the true you.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Let's You know, I've been using that music for well over a year now, and I still love it. It's from Pink Zebra, by the way. If any of you ever are looking for theme music, audio.com, audible.com, Audio Zoo. I think that's what it was. This was the one I chose, but you can put in information about what you want, and poof, there it is. So if you want something romantic or something upbeat or something actiony, you can find it. It's really great. All right, so back to falling in love with you. This is interesting. She says, whatever you choose to do, the most important step to falling in love with yourself is learning to appreciate and accept yourself. And see, this is what I said about examining our idols. When you look at the people you admire, chances are the reason you admire what you're able to see in them is there in you too. And you may have some of those voices in your head that now laugh and say, yeah, right. But it's true. And if there's something, I don't care if it's in Oprah or Michelle Obama or I can't think of somebody off the top of my head. I'm a Mae West girl. How about that? An Angie Mae. You know, when you see these things in them, it's because it's there in you. It really, really is. I hope that doesn't sound cliche, because I don't mean it to. It might not be something you're currently manifesting. It might not be something you feel like has been a part of your life. But you're noticing it because it is. And one of the reasons I know this is because the faults and flaws I tend to see in somebody else are also there in me. So, for example, when I mention my husband about his weight or something like that, then I am also, it's usually because I have issues around my weight that I haven't really looked at appropriately. And that's unfortunate, you know, but I see it in him, so I say something. And the truth is, it's in me, which is a good thing, actually. But it's not, because it's true about the negative, I know it's true about the positive. I hope that makes sense. There's a quote here from Wayne Dyer that says, you cannot be lonely if you like the person you're alone with. Loving yourself isn't always about spending your time alone, by the way. Just don't forget, remember that. But it's about finding the confidence to love all of you. And whether that's something that's unique or something that's even the same as everybody else, you know, I have brown eyes and I can love that about myself. It's staying connected to you. It's staying aware, and it's staying present, which is not one of the things I'm great at doing, by the way. that's something I tend to need a lot of or more work on. But it can happen, and it does happen, and it should happen. So I'm going to close that article down, because there's one or two others I found that were nice. From zenhabits.net. And the author, Leo Babauta, B-A-B-A-U-T-A. I really love the comment he says here. If we fall in love with ourselves, not in a selfish way, but in an appreciative way, we will discover a source of love that doesn't run out. Now, if the voices in your head said, yeah, see, I knew those other people would stop loving me at some point and that was going to run out, that is not big N, big O, big T, not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is that when you have that source within you, then you don't worry about other people's love. And you're more likely to believe that their love won't run out. It can't run out. Just as your love for yourself shouldn't. You know, one of the things that Leo writes here is, I've heard the question, how can we expect others to love us if we can't love ourselves? But we know it happens. You know, he says there's truth to this, but it's also true that often others do love us when we don't love ourselves, because they see the awesome within us, even if we don't. So when you're not feeling in love with yourself, look to the people who do love you. And you don't even have to ask them. They've told you in different ways what it is they love about you. And own that. Just sort of take those things in. Accept that what they love about you is amazing and awesome and unique and special, in part, not because they don't know anybody else who's like this, but because combined with the other parts of you, you're the only person that has this A, this B, this C, and this D. That makes sense. I hope so. I know, I feel like I'm rambling a little tonight. Okay. I don't care for what he says going on about that, but so I'm going to close that one down. And of course, Huffington Post, which has something on everything, has something about it too. And hers too is like, I kind of get it. But, you know, people, there's so many ways to look at this, everyone. There really are. And my way may not be yours, but I do want you to truly love all the things you see and feel and enjoy about yourself, because it's such a gift. I mean, it's you know, it's funny. It feels easy for me to say this, and especially today after I've had that wonderful experience of being at this retreat and falling in love with something I already knew I loved, and all of that. It just seems to be really prevalent for me. And so some of the things I like what they're saying and some of the things I don't, but I want this because for us and for you, because it makes a difference. And I'm finding a song to end with. There it is, which is Mary Lambert's song "Secrets," because I really, really, really believe that when you accept who you are and accept your quote unquote secrets, the things you think you're hiding from the world, then you don't have to hide anymore. It's you now. It's everything that you get it to be, and you know, you don't have to spend that energy anymore making sure that other people don't see it, because they've been seeing it all along. So here's Mary and Secrets.
I've got bipolar disorder, my shit's not in order, I'm overweight, I'm always late, I've got too many things to say, I rock mom jeans, cat earrings, extrapolate my feelings, my family is dysfunctional, but we have a good time killing each other, they tell us from the time we're young, to hide the things that we don't like about ourselves, inside ourselves, I know I'm not the only one, who spent so long attempting to be someone else. Well, I'm over it. I don't care if the world knows what my secrets are. Secrets are. I don't care if the world knows what my secrets are. Secrets are. Sometimes I cry a whole day. I care a lot. Use an analog clock and never know when to stop. And I'm passive, aggressive. I'm scared of the dark and the dentist. I love my butt and won't shut up.
and I never really grew up. It was from the time we're young to hide the things that we don't like about ourselves, inside ourselves. I know I'm not the only one who spent so long attempting to be someone else. Well, I'm over it.
So what if the whole world knows what your secrets are? It really doesn't matter. You are amazing, who you are, how you are, and with all the things you bring to the world. And as I know my music's coming up shortly, this is Rachel Kenley for the O Spot and Om Times Radio. Have a wonderful week.